Hi, welcome to another Expert Insights discussion. This is episode 2 of our 3 podcast series looking at the challenge of converting direct bookings. So far in episode 1, we explored how your marketing and distribution strategy can make you more attractive. Coming up in episode 3, we will consider ways hotels can increase their chance to convert those lookers into bookers. But before that, today in episode 2, our guests Isham, Tina and Shane look at how hoteliers can make their hotel website more engaging and sticky. Really hope you enjoy the conversation. Let's get started.
As you say, you spend all this time and energy to bring people through, and then my biggest bugbear is I see this wonderful imagery everywhere else, and then I come to the website and it's like, is this the same hotel? So that leads us into what do we do? I mean, you know, what can we be doing with our website when we're now looking at that whole element of engaging, and then looking, we'll then get into the other part of then the converting. How do we take them through the process? But what do we do with them when they come to the site? What are the simple things we should be doing? I'm going to let you go, Tina, because you gave us the nice segue into this. So
This should be retitled, how do we get Trevor to book direct, right?
Think about me as the most awkward guest you're going to have landing on a website.
So I actually don't come from hospitality. I come from retail and e-com, and I think there's a lot of lessons in terms of reducing the friction for the consumer, which, you know, e-commerce has certainly nailed down, most of them, a lot of them, the successful ones at least. Mm-hmm. And that hotels really need to do, right? Navigation, just make it easier for people to understand what your hotel is offering, to get to where they want, what they want to see, whether it's the room, whether it's the amenities, whether it's F&B or events, and then just have the imagery reflect what's best about the hotel. And I mean, this actually maybe is something that I'd love your guys' thoughts on, but I think sometimes it's too heavy book now. You sort of get to a hotel, you haven't even had a chance to understand it or where you're going to go, and it's like book, book, book all over the place. And it's like, give me just a minute. But you know, I sometimes the opposite is true, where you want to get people to the book now as quickly as you possibly can. So I'll actually, you know, ask you guys, what have you guys seen works better, or is this something that you see as an issue with websites?
Great question.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, I was gonna say, so I mean, for when we're talking about websites, one of the things that we kind of got into and when working on building websites for properties, I think, Tina, there's definitely two extremes on the book now piece. We see a lot of just buried book now, where in the world is your booking engine? Where do I even book? It's not prominent. I have to go find it. It's really small. So think about it. Well, you know, the Amazonification of our life, which is adding to cart and booking, there's a behavioral pattern to what do I do? How do I transact? And so sometimes we see that just completely buried. I think one of the other things we see a lot is, when it comes to how do I really understand and really get excited about the property, photos, photography is either busy, where you just have photos that aren't really relevant, or they're busy and they don't really showcase, or your first room photos that you're showing to someone who lands on your site are small or blurry or don't have the right sort of depth and quality to them. That's a huge thing we see. And another one is, I think there's more and more, some of these are getting a little bit less so with things like Wix and other professional design companies, but outdated fonts, hard to read, hard to navigate websites. If somebody can't read it, if it's small, it makes it really, really hard to want to book there. And I think there's a number of other things you can do, but those are like 4 components we see that are easy to fix and something that should definitely have attention as you're building or optimizing your website.
That makes sense. Isham, in answer to Tina's question about the book all over in your face.
this is a bit what we do. So it's so that's why I started laughing right away. But first of all, like coming back to the initial point about try to not copy, but align a bit more with e-commerce. Mm-hmm. Whatever e-commerce is doing, this is how we book everything. We buy everything ourselves. So for in our everyday lives. So I think hotels need to replicate a bit more what you expect from an Amazon, from Netflix, from you name it, any e-commerce platform that mostly it's in, or Expedia or Booking. Those are e-commerce platforms that happen to sell hotel rooms mm-hmm. and activities and so on. But it's first and foremost tech companies and focusing mostly on the UX. So showing the hotel guests or the hotel website visitors something, a format that they're kind of used to. So that's why obviously you would have the book now button, the call to action placed in a specific way. So that is just our normal behavior, what we do in elsewhere. So I think we need to copy that because this is the way to do it nowadays. Again, in terms of, that's a different for the being all up in your face. I think you have to be pragmatic. So this is not so much like even internally, we always have features wise, we always have debates and so on. But at the end of the day, it's just numbers. Just numbers, whatever, what conversions are you getting, or are you leaving money on the table? Not. And you have to be a bit more aggressive. So it does happen quite a bit that the book now button is just buried. It's impossible to find, even for us, people from the industry that have built products and so on. Imagine the average person. I always imagine, would my mom be able to book on this website?
Yeah. I think one thing I just wanted to pick up on the website bit and get your views on this, because it's picking up on that e-commerce comparisons or even a Netflix. When I want to look for rooms, why can't I have like an arrow or something I can click that moves me across to the next? Why do I have to kind of log in and log out? And, you know, I kind of have to go back to the room and then click on the next room. And what room was I looking at? And it tells me these are all the features, whereas other e-commerce sites will tell me if you buy this and you upgrade, well, you get the same as you did in your in this room. It's this plus. Room plus XYZ. Yeah. And I can kind of go across in an arrow. And if I click on it, it opens up a little window and shows me a bit more. And I can close the window and click along. I mean, that whole navigational piece just seems, even if we're changing colors and fonts, it just feels very archaic as an interface. And I could imagine for me, mobile, with everyone carrying things on mobile, you know, the need to have to click on like a hamburger or whatever it might be, rather than flicking through, it seems so much easier. I don't know. You're, anyway, this is not about me. This is about you guys. What's your thoughts about that as a, as a subject? Anyone, whoever, jump in.
Yeah, I think, well, the in terms of e-commerce, the friction, take away any friction. So that's what you just said is a great point. So having add-ons versus not having add-ons, that's just an extra step in your booking process. So what we know works from the e-commerce websites or the Expedias and then bookings is you have to shorten as much as possible the steps from choosing the room to the confirmation and confirming the booking. It has to be, if you can do it in one click, it would be even better. So the less clicks, the higher the conversion rate. So then it's simple wins in this case. So it's hard to having too many products, too many things, making a better navigation, sometimes a better navigation, but then derails you from your actual goal of you need to close that deal. You need to close that, making it as easy as possible for that person to convert. So there's so many elements to take into consideration when you have a UI, UX, kind of a parameter to respect, plus you have to generate revenue at the end of the day.
I think it's really, really important to understand your guest, right? Because there's difference maybe between more transactional hotels, which are primarily focused on selling rooms, right? You're not necessarily selling a hotel experience as such, but more people are coming to a city, to a destination, you know, because for a reason, and then they're picking a room and they want the nicest room for the best rate. And so then that booking experience of being able to look through and understand, oh, I can get this for this price or add on, becomes extremely important and would have a really big impact on something like your conversion rate, right? I'm going back to the data. But I've also seen, you know, if you're looking for a resort destination where it's more about the experience and maybe it's more than one property and there's, you know, a couple of different destinations, then the focus, I think, and I've seen some websites do it really well, where it's like, you know, what are you looking for? What experience are you looking for? Mm-hmm. And then you sort of approach it from less of the rooms, still important, but it's, you know, then it's more about what are the features of the hotel? Why, what are the local experiences that I can, you know, I can have different cultural trips. And that's where same sort of concept, right? Where you want that ease of sort of picking through these experiences, but that consumer is looking for something a little bit different. And that's maybe where the focus should be. So
I think it's back to understanding the guests, isn't it? And what they're mm-hmm. for. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Shane? Your take?
Yeah, no, I'd say everything that's been said, I completely agree with. I think when we look at sort of, definitely have to take into account the property type and kind of the experience you want people to have. And, you know, even more so, people are becoming less and less brand loyal, and they're becoming, they're looking for different things than they might have done before the pandemic. We've seen that trend continue. I think knowing your guests is important. Part of that is also that experience, as you mentioned, Trevor. Nearly 5% drop off in direct bookings happens for every second a page has to load. So if you're just not optimizing your website, if people have to wait for that experience that you're talking about, people are going to drop off. I think the other part that we've started leaning into a little bit is trust and security and availability. And what I mean by that is, you know, ADA compliance, accessibility for everybody who's coming to your property, coming to your website is really important, and making sure that your website is open and accessible to all that are searching. Mm-hmm. I think also providing that sense of security with SSL certifications if you're taking payments, and those kind of things help increase a little bit of that stickiness. Mm-hmm. So people understand and people feel comfortable transacting on the site. But of course, I think, Tina, you mentioned it best. When you're looking at the different property types and the experience you want to have, it's really important that your website reflects that. Whether you're looking to highly convert and you have a kind of a high volume, or you're looking more experiential. But that accessibility and that ease of use is paramount no matter what you're trying to do.
Yeah, good point.
You had mentioned like activities, right? How, yeah, you know, people are searching for different activities. And so maybe if it isn't even something that's specific to your hotel, but, you know, you offer bike rentals, or, you know, half of Plummerway is a hiking trail, or, you know, mountain biking, like those things you could feature on the website, even if they historically aren't things that are your own value prop.
Yeah.
Right. Especially for independents, for smaller independents, so important for them to really talk about why people are coming and what they can do in the area. So.
And I think that's a great way to differentiate yourself. If you talk about OTAs as a part of your distribution strategy, how do you differentiate yourself when somebody's looking at an OTA for your property versus your website? That experience, those add-ons, those different things that you offer that maybe you're not searching at booking.com, or booking.com is going to bury those in the feature list, is really important to create that conversion and start to create that relationship with the booker that you're going to carry through once they book, right? Up until stay, all the way through post stay. Start it then. And make yourself differentiated. Don't wait until they check in.
Packages, right? Yeah. You mentioned it before, right? It's so important to think about how you can package things. True for any hotel, but I think especially true for independents at a local level, right? Even if it's something like you're coming for a couple's trip, here's a local restaurant. And doing something like that's something that differentiates you booking direct, that partnership. And I think that's what people are looking for. I had someone, totally anecdotal story, but, you know, was looking for a trip, wanted to go to Tennessee, not at all familiar, but just really wanted to sort of go on this like whiskey tour, all these whiskey distilleries. And of course, did all the research on an OTA. Clicked through, was looking at the website and booked direct, because this hotel was talking about, you know, here are things that you can do in the area and listed that. And this person was like, all right, cool.
That was the clincher.
That's it.
Isham, you were nodding away there as well around the packages and things.
Or the whiskey.
Both. Both. Yeah, wanted to go over that point. Using packages, unique things that you can offer yourself. It comes back to both points Shannon and Tina made. Using the packages, those unique differentiators, activities, whatever it is, and use that as an incentive for them to stick on your website rather than go back to the OTAs. And if you can package it alongside the rooms and whatever you're offering, then you can guarantee a bit, take a little cut on the, or not even make money on those activities, but they can guarantee the booking. So versus not having the booking made directly on your website, you can lose it to OTA. So I think using packages as an incentive is very key, and have them stay on your website rather than bounce around.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I want to move us on because I'm conscious of your guys' time as well. So we want to look into, you've attracted the guests, you've done the stuff with the website, you haven't buried your booking link, you've got your navigation okay, fonts are good, colors are good, images are good. It doesn't just look like a bigger version of an OTA listing, and you've actually spent a bit of time talking about your property, trying to differentiate you, getting the experiences in there that the guests can have and engage with if they book with you. So you've done all that work, you've got that stickiness there. And then, boy, do you make it difficult for them to try and go ahead and actually say book. So Isha, how do you, let's start with you as you were the last one talking there. How do we kind of, I don't like to use the word trigger because that's used negatively now. How do we get them to want to book? How do we incentivize? How do we encourage? How do we get them into that booking process? And then maybe we can talk about that booking journey and some of the mistakes that you see and where you would be making some changes, and we'll get impact from input from all three of you.
Well, I hope that conversation was of interest, and thanks again to Isham, Tina and Shane for joining us. If you have any thoughts or views on this discussion, please feel free to reach out. You can reach us via our social channels, or you can email us via insights@revenue-hub.com. And if you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. And if you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link is in the podcast notes. Anyway, until next time, thanks for listening.